about the taxonomy.
Everyone. So today I wanted to discuss with you Agenda Paper 25. That paper discusses taxonomy. Mainly it describes the due process that we have undertaken in developing updates to taxonomy regarding IFRS 17 insurance contracts. So what I would like to do today is summarize briefly the steps so far that we have undertaken in developing the taxonomy. I'll tell you a little bit about where we are now and what are the next steps that will follow this meeting today before I ask whether you have any questions. So when we have been developing IFRS taxonomy, the taxonomy team did talk quite a lot of times with the insurance team to make sure that the disclosure and presentation requirements are appropriately reflected in the update to IFRS taxonomy. But also in addition, the taxonomy team also consulted externally with IFRS taxonomy consultative group, again to make sure that there is nothing that we're missing or no errors in the update. So the board issued IFRS 17 insurance contracts in May. At the same time, the board also published the proposed taxonomy update for public consultation. This document had a period of comment letters to receive 120 days, which was extended from normally what we have, which is 60 days, due mainly to complexity of the document itself. It's also worth mentioning that with the publication of the IFRS taxonomy document and the IFRS taxonomy file, there is a number of additional materials that we publish, which we think is quite useful for a lot of users of IFRS taxonomy to view the changes in a different ways. So for example, we have IFRS taxonomy illustrated, which in essence show the structure of taxonomy and relevant elements of taxonomy in both PDF format and more interactive HTML format. We also have the XIFRS, which in essence shows the IFRS taxonomy elements which are embedded in IFRS standards. So for example, we have the paragraph of the standard that is talking about the disclosure, and then below you can see IFRS taxonomy elements that we created to cover that disclosure. Also, we have the versioning information, which in essence she's showing how the annual taxonomy was changed as a consequence of the proposed taxonomy update. We hope that those documents will were useful or will be useful in the future. However, in addition, we have also published the illustrative tagging using the proposed taxonomy update elements of illustrative examples that are related to disclosure and presentation requirements. And this is something that we've done in July, so it was halfway through the comment letter period, and we hope that was useful as well to understand what changes we are proposing. So the comment letter period finished in the middle of September. Unfortunately, we didn't receive any comments. We think it is disappointing, and we encourage people to respond to our consultative documents whenever it is possible. We hope that in the future, because of increased of use of taxonomy, we will receive more comments on our consultative documents. We also think that in this particular circumstance, because it's insurance, which is quite a specific subject, it might have discouraged some people as well, just because maybe they don't feel that they are specialists within the insurance activity or insurance topic. However, we would like to also emphasize that because of our internal procedure, but also external consultation with the IFRS taxonomy consultative group, we feel that it is sufficient consultation to ensure the quality of the proposed changes. So we are planning as a next step to issue the final IFRS taxonomy update with the relevant files around the end of November, maybe even in December, depending on the comments that we will receive from the board. So with that was the end of my presentation. I would be happy to respond to any comments or questions.
Thanks, Ezra. I was just going to make a couple of observations. One was, it's disappointing, despite the fact this whole due process that we've put in place, that we're still getting no comments to state the obvious. It would be great if we... I've got no bright ideas for what we need to do in addition to what we've got, but it still is disappointing. And I think maybe one of the things we should perhaps make people aware of is that certainly for me, when I review these updates or proposed updates to the taxonomy as a result of our new standards, it really helps me picture what the disclosures are actually going to look like. It brings those words and the disclosure requirements, which can be quite impenetrable and basically boring to read, to life, so that you can really get an idea of what it is, even for me, what it's actually going to mean and what it looks like. So I think it really helps you understand what the information is that's going to be out there. And so I think we should try and maybe sell these documents a bit more to the market as a way of helping you digest the disclosure requirements and to understand the information that's going to be coming out of the requirements, because that might encourage a few more people to pick the documents up as well.
I think it's a very valid comment, and it also depends on how people prefer to digest the information, but I know quite a lot of people like to have a bit of more visualization how it would look like, just instead of simple words. So I agree with you that it will be helpful. And we have already a few ideas of how we can try to encourage people a bit more, and maybe make sure that people are more aware of that. But if you have any other ideas or any comments, feel free at any point in time, just let us know.
Amaru?
Thanks, Hans. I had a brief conversation with Isa in the position of board advisor to the ITCG. I think there is the silent majority, of course. I think the document was very good. I would say excellent, but I would keep to very good. But I think one of the components of this is the implementation period, or implementation, the lagging period between the approval of the technical bit, I would say, so IFRS 17, and the implementation date. This is one component. The second is it's totally new, so it's a brand new area for the IFRS literature, so that makes it even more complicated. That's why I mentioned to Isa, this is really an outlier compared to all other experience with taxonomy. The third one is that this is not new, but it's for an industry that is mostly doing their accounting in accordance with national GAAP. So in national GAAP, it's still quite limited in terms of adopting taxonomy. So I think that we'll have a significant benefit for this area when the SEC, when the foreign listers start to comply with SEC requirements from 2018. Of course, this industry won't, because it's still 2021, and also ESMA in 2021. So I think for the future, we might have much more feedback when we have a broader population of adopters. So I wouldn't, it could be frustrating not to receive any, at least one letter saying you did great, but I wouldn't take this as frustrating as it could at inception appear to be. So there are a number of aspects that are actually at the end of the day limit the potential for feedback. Another one is that generally the guys, my perception at work, at least my former experience with taxonomy, that generally tends to be the ones who deals with taxonomy might not be exactly the same ones that are dealing with the standard itself. There might be some more specialized technological specialist things. So this actually sometimes because of the timing within the project, they don't talk. But I think that you asked about suggestions. I think I have two suggestions. One, I think I expressed it before when the taxonomy was published and we started outreaching people about IFRS 17, is actually to include the taxonomy in the outreach material. So the same way as Sue believes, and I agree with Sue, this facilitates greatly the outcome of what we are requiring in IFRS 17, presenting a set of slides with the actual taxonomy requirement for that, would be great, not only because it facilitates the to perceive the how it would be presented, but also reminding people that look, in 2021, when this comes to life, or 2020 or 19, whenever you are implementing, if you are a foreign issuer in the US, you have to follow this. If you are in Europe, you are probably going to have to follow this. So the two major markets, they will have to, if possible, to incorporate at some level, might not be as detailed as someone specialized in this could want, but at some level and make reference to where it was published, it would be good. The second suggestion is, as we approach the implementation period, 2020, to consider if comparison, things like that, put a little bit more effort in the taxonomy. And I don't know if it will be, well, our due process does not indicate that we'll be open to suggestions in 2018 or 19 to enhance what we propose, but let people at least look or be aware that it's already there. That's the idea.
Yeah, and I think kind of highlighting what you said, even with the insurance contracts project, we were aware that it's not only the accounting department that would need to be involved in the implementation of the standard. So maybe that's the additional point, that the people who are involved with the tagging of the IFRS Foundation, they will need to be included in the whole process of implementing the standard as well.
Mary?
First, I think the fact that we have not received any comments should not cause us to hold finalizing the taxonomy update. Yeah. I mean, I think it's helpful that you described the procedures that were followed, the consultation with our advisory group, which has people from the technical side, et cetera. So I don't think we should stop. Second is, I think, you know, I think I agree with Mauro's assessment of likely sources of non-responses. Two things I think we should think about. One is, I know that what we've said as we took responsibility for the taxonomy at the board level is that our objective is to publish the proposed taxonomy update basically the same day we publish the document we're analyzing. To Sue's point, and I think it should go in the record, like an ISB update, that Sue Lloyd called the disclosures in IFRS 17 boring. You did say it.
It wasn't singling out 17 special attention.
Yes, she was.
Disclosure requirements more generally.
I think to be able to look at the proposed taxonomy update and comment on it, you have to have read the disclosures at least, and you probably have to have read all of the standard and the basis. And if the clock starts ticking on your timeline for reading it, you know, or for even if you're the other department that has to go to the accounting people and say, help me understand what they're trying to do in the standard, having it be immediately on the heels may not actually be the best timing for getting informed feedback. But I think we're learning about this as we experiment with doing it. So let's think about that timing. I don't think we should lag by years, but maybe a brief pause, especially when we have a really big standard that it's going to take somebody a while to read from front to back, and you know, maybe read a couple times before they can start getting some vision before they start thinking about whether the taxonomy adequately captures it. And the third, and this is something that Amaro hinted at, in this instance, when we didn't have a lot of feedback initially and we put it out right on the heels and there's an extended implementation period, maybe we should make a point of saying in late 2019 we'll ask, based on people's experience with implementation efforts, if there are any enhancements of the taxonomy that we should try and collect at one point of time rather than reacting individually to individual suggestions that come in. Not a whole nother re-exposure or call or anything like that, but just say, you know, collect your thoughts and your experiences as you work on implementation of the standard, and we'll look at whether there are any taxonomy enhancements that should be considered for everything by, you know, X date. So it isn't just one-off reactions depending upon when people raise them.
And I'm not sure if that's what you were trying to do, but actually with the post-implementation review of IFRS 13, we are actually planning to work with the team as well to make sure that any issues that or ideas that come out of it will be also reflected in the IFRS taxonomy.
I think that's a good point about also thinking about taxonomy in the context of PIRs, but I think I'm thinking before the 2021 mandatory effective date mm-hmm. of this new standard, just pausing and seeing whether anything we've learned causes us to prompt a supplement to the existing taxonomy. I don't think no huge process, et cetera, but just mark a date and think about it rather than wait. Interpretation at the interpretation committee, we respond to issues as and when others choose to submit them, and maybe this is something where we just have to put something in our diaries to.
But we don't say in 2020, we'd love to hear from you if you think there's changes we'd like to make to IFRS 17.
True.
And I think we need to be careful. While I don't disagree per se, I think we need to be careful because we're trying to create this expectation of stability.
Yeah.
And I'd put the taxonomy in that same bucket personally.
I think I very, very much agree with you that we ain't looking to make any changes to the standard. But
operational implications of anything we tangle with.
However, with issues like kind of IFRIC, so what the taxonomy has in the due process is that if there are any issues related to the use of a taxonomy or particular elements, we are open to receive comments about any part of the taxonomy, not only the one that we specifically ask about. We will be quite strict on that in a way that we won't be obviously able to respond to any kind of question, a very detailed question, especially if it's about application of taxonomy to particular circumstance. But what we can do is improve taxonomy, and then we publish an annual improvement document, which we actually planning to publish next month as well, to improve the taxonomy overall. So if people have any concerns and questions, we also will be able to look at that. But again, we would encourage people to make sure that this is something more widespread, and it's not a particular question whether I should use this tag to that disclosure.
And maybe the comment I had is one that we should actually pose or raise with our transition resource group for an insurance, in terms of... Sorry, Mr. Chairman.
Well, Isa, you can see that the board is trying to compensate for the apathy of our constituents.
Just to say that we should be thinking as we go along if there's anything that we're identifying for the taxonomy.
All right. Jen Chow.
Thank you, Hans.
I didn't know there was so much to say about it.
Yes, I also was surprised that we didn't receive any comments, but I said I have some questions. One is that actually we asked ITCG members to comment on, so I wonder what kind of comments we received. And secondly, I think currently we are waiting for comments coming in. So I'm thinking whether we should reach out to see comments, such as in China, China do have taxonomy for insurance. So that means Chinese insurance companies have practice, have experience in this area. So I would encourage staff to see some Chinese insurance company which they listed in US, and they have this kind of experience, and they have eventually they will have adopted IFRS 17. So specifically to ask them to provide comments for us, it will be very helpful. And the third one is that as I know that actually the paper has mentioned that XBIL and inline XBIL. As I know that SEC has some kind of roadmap or timetable to encourage the companies to use inline XBIL. So technical issue. If eventually we'll go to inline XBIL, whether comparing with current XBIL, whether inline XBIL will have some impact on our taxonomy or even financial reporting requirements.
Okay, so maybe the first question first. So in terms of the feedback that we're receiving, the IFRS taxonomy consultative group, it includes a lot of so it includes different members with different backgrounds and also different jurisdictions as well. And in theory, we ask those people to not give their specific comments, but also to try to encourage that they actually provide a more broad comments related to IFRS taxonomy. We also need to a little bit remember that with the IFRS taxonomy, what in essence we're asking to do is just to check the accuracy of translating the standards to the taxonomy. It's not so much about some creative process, it's just about accuracy itself. So with that regard, it's not like developing the standards. Obviously there are developments, like technology developments, that we can do within the taxonomy, but they were not part of the changes related to the IFRS 17 update. So because of that, we also felt a little bit more comfortable with the fact that we didn't receive any comments. In terms of the inline XBRL, my understanding is that inline XBRL is just a different visualization of the IFRS taxonomy, and perhaps it's at some point we would be happy to show you how it looks like. But in essence, it's more a human-readable view of the existing taxonomy. So I don't see an immediate reflection or need for changes just because people are using inline XBRL. Does that help?
It helps. Better.
I think Mary said a lot of what I was thinking of saying, but I did have one or two points to add to that. If I think about the timeline that Mary was describing, in when you get a big standard like this and you start to work through it, you do work through the mechanics first, you get to the disclosures last. And I think that may explain in part why we're seeing it. And I just wondered whether it's not worth us thinking on these bigger projects to have a longer or even much longer comment period, to leave it out there, because I think Sue's right, it's useful to have it in front of you, but whether something like 180 days to give people time to work through it might not be more appropriate. So that was the one question to think about. The other thing that did surprise me about this is that typically even on stuff that is non-controversial, that there's a very short timeline and et cetera, we would see the responses from the big four audit firms, for example, or the big six audit firms. So I was surprised that there was nothing in that space. Do we know if they are looking at these, if this is part of their processes?
We have members of the large accounting firms as part of the ITCG groups. They obviously provided feedback in terms of the ITCG mechanism. However, the accounting bits of the accounting firms don't tend to look at this. They leave it to their more taxonomy experts. So we don't get that sort of feedback from the sort of the accounting side of things.
Martin.
I think we should not so disappointed, because I think it is only maybe four or five less comment letters which we receive normally. So it is not what I think that we receive hundreds of comment letters for the taxonomy. So having said that, I think, but isn't it a reason? Because my understanding is that usually in the past we have not done it in parallel to a new standard. We have updated it at regular basis, and then maybe people were more into it already, what is new standards. And I agree what Sue has said. It is beneficial if we develop the taxonomy in parallel with the disclosure, because it helps also us. But is it right to then asking for comments before a company has really started an implementation project? And that is, I think, what Daryl, I think, also said, okay, maybe we have to give them more time. So let's assume for this insurance, maybe we have done better if we, after 2 years of people are in the implementation project, extended the deadline to give its comments back. Because is it necessary to have now finalized the taxonomy if nobody is using that? No. But maybe it's an opportunity if people are developing their own disclosure and then testing it with the taxonomy, that we get then better input from.
Well,
I think one of the main reasons is that we allow early application of most of the standards, and because of that, extending for 2 years might be a bit too long. I think also what we would need to probably consider is changes to the due process that we published just last year. So I'm not saying that it's impossible, but probably would need to think a bit more about
it. What I wanted to say is I think the issue is because, I mean, at least if you asking companies, when nobody is looking at the taxonomy without leading into an implementation project. So who should you ask in a company to review the taxonomy before they even started with an implementation project? That is what I think.
ITG. Or TRG.
Okay. All right.
Thank you very much.